from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's Keith McPherson on The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Embarrassing. Do not spread the news.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Hey, yo, what was that? Like, no, for real, what was that? I'm in here watching Yankee Encore. Like, I'm going to watch the game again right now while I talk to you at 888-808-1019. And I've just been sitting here putting together notes laughing. Like, I have to laugh. I have to laugh that one off. But I'm not really laughing because I've seen that before. Not as bad as that, but I've seen them go play down to their competition just like that. The Yankees are back. I told y'all to chill. I told y'all we got to pump our brakes. Which Yankees are back exactly? Like, what Yankees are we talking about? That's the World Series bound New York Yankees? Just gave the Chicago White Sox their World Series. Literally, that's the game of the year for them. Worst loss of the season for the Yankees. And yeah, you should have saw it coming. As the Chicago White Sox were historically losing 21 games in a row, on the road to firing their manager, many people in baseball looked ahead at the schedule and laughed and said, oh, they'll beat the Yankees. And I saw it and I ignored it because Yankee fans are thinking, hey, the schedule's softening up. Hey, the Yankees are back. We got Jazz Chisholm. And adding injury to insult, Jazz gets hurt. I mean, early in the game, the vibes were off. This guy's trying to give you the game. Kai Bush? Who? Kai Bush is this guy's name? He couldn't throw strikes. He's coming out throwing wild pitches, walking guys. And the Yankees score first, but like, bro, like I'm supposed to trust this team. I'm supposed to believe that this is a team that can win 28 and they can go out there and look like that. How many worst losses of the year do they have to rack up in different ways? That's embarrassing, man. That's everybody's talking about that in baseball. Everybody's talking about that across the sports landscape tonight and tomorrow. 8:10. It's already tomorrow. 8:10 can't come fast enough. Good morning, good morning. Keith McPherson on The Fan till 2 a.m. Luckily, this is a quick show. So the Yankees barely win another series at home, barely win the homestand. Oh, let me guess, the bullpen is taxed. Yeah, I don't believe in this bullpen. I saw a WFAN roll an article out today. I'm sorry. Like, I love the Yankees. I want to win the World Series more than anything in sports. I watch everything. I'll watch the Olympics. I'll watch the Little League World Series. I'll watch preseason football between the Colts and the Broncos, the Cowboys and the Rams, the Bears and the Bills. More than anything in this sports world, I want to see the New York Yankees win the World Series, but I don't believe it. I'm sitting there on the couch tonight, and I feel like I'm getting aged by this game. I'm going gray. I'm growing gray hairs. And I realize I am too old to believe in Santa Claus. I am too old to keep thinking, oh, yeah, this is the year. Oh, they're their favorites. Oh, look at the American League. Yeah, so you come in tonight tied for the best record in baseball. Please, please. You know what you do? It's so predictable. Because after you needed every single run to survive the bullpen and pray Holmes, that's my new nickname for Clay Holmes, didn't need him at all tonight. Someone tweeted at me, who should close tonight, Keith? I said, let Judge close. Who cares? Yeah, let Judge close. Add that to his MVP resume to hold off Bobby Witt Jr. We'll get to that in a minute. Nonsense. But These guys go to Chicago after barely winning the homestand, going 5-4 after having doubleheaders where the first games, you know, they come out, blow the doors off the team, and then have a clunker in the next one, and then you win 8-7 needing all of those runs, all of those home runs, and there's chinks in your armor, man. This team is not as good as we think, and I know a lot of you don't think they're that good, but for the glass half full crowd, there are problems. 888-808-1019, you can't ignore it, and this is a team. You know, there goes your third baseman, who you know they're gonna hold him out of the game. They're the Yankees. They're going to use some caution here and ice him up and give him some treatment. So, like, I don't know. Who's playing tomorrow? DJ playing third base? Oswaldo playing third base? Whatever. Oh, and here comes Nestor Cortez. you got to laugh. You legit got to laugh and pray. That's where I'm at with this Yankee team. I'm just going to pray for better and for better days and hope things go their way. And that they just, I don't know, luck up into one. Because on paper, it's not looking good. And on paper, they're supposed to beat the White Sox. But I think the White Sox were minus 310 and 350. The fix was in, right? You're going to get everybody's best shot. How many times do I have to say that? You're the New York Yankees. It is their World Series. It's fireworks tonight. They're rocking their Southside City Connect uniforms. Grady Sizemore's getting his first win tonight. And, like, if you guys follow Katie Sharp on Twitter, she's just putting out laughable stats right now. It's the second time in franchise history that the Yankees had 20-plus base runners and scored two or fewer runs in a nine-inning game. They also did that September 6, 1912, versus the Oakland A's. What? What? Like, looking at the box score and thinking how that game, the vibes were off in the beginning because they're trying to give you the game and you wouldn't take it. And just nonsense, pop-ups. Giancarlo Stanton, come on down. As soon as we start to praise you, as soon as we start to say he's back, I don't know what some of those at-bats were tonight. Grady Sizemore talking about, yeah, we're going to be very careful with Aaron Judge. I mean, it didn't matter. Intentionally walked him. Worked. No way is a first-time manager out-managing our manager. I couldn't wait to see the postgame. I never watched the postgame. I wanted to see Boone's demeanor, and I could tell he was tight. I mean, he better be if there ever was a time to be upset. But, like, he still kept it together. They're not talking down on anything. Verdugo, they asked Verdugo, is this like a reality check? Nope, just another bad day. Just we're on the wrong side of it. When is enough enough? I'm like, I got to go back. I know they dropped the game to the miserable Oakland A's the first game last year. I think 2 years ago they went to Pittsburgh when the Pirates were no good and gave them their World Series, lost the first game. Like, of course, they can come back and win the next two games against the White Sox, but they might actually lose tomorrow with Nestor on the mound. We don't even know who's pitching Wednesday, bullpen game. Like, what a joke. What an absolute joke. 888-808-1019. If you like jokes, laugh. I'm sitting there, I have nausea, heartburn, indigestion, upset, something. Like, I'm sitting there watching the game sick, bro. Like, this can't be real life. This is a historically bad team. They're talking about the worst record in the history of baseball. They have the worst ballpark name in the history of baseball. Their fans are wearing bags on their heads. Their fans are wearing shirts that say, we don't like this team. But you know what? The Yankees draw big crowds. I've been out there a bunch of times. My homie Stanton used to work in the ticket office. We used to be on the field. I used to be in their Audi club. Used to be in their Legends. They showed up tonight for that. Big win. Making guys like Kai Bush. Kai Bush is like, whoo, survived the Yankee lineup. Kai Bush. Like, Tuki Toussaint? You knew Tim Hill was getting on the mound against his former team. You just knew that. And, yo, not for nothing, speaking of the trade deadline, which I told you I was disappointed at the trade deadline, they didn't do enough. They can DFA De Los Santos. Yeah, DFA to De Los Santos. Just send him anywhere, bro. Inning and two-thirds, 8 hits, 7 runs. Everybody could get some. Everybody get right. They had an absolute party on the south side of Chicago on our behalf. 888-808-1019. We're just going to talk to Yankee fans until 2 a.m. that are pissed off. They're going to be calling for Brian Cashman to be fired tonight. They're going to be calling for Aaron Boone to be done after this year. I guarantee you somebody mentions George Steinbrenner rolling in his grave. I guarantee you somebody mentions Hal Steinbrenner's not serious, because this doesn't look like a serious group. This looks like an unserious group of baseball players. You have Aaron Judge on this team. You have Juan Soto on this team. And you have a bunch of other guys. Like, I mean, Volpe had some good at-bats. To see Volpe work and walks, you start to feel good about that. They just couldn't get it going. The vibes went from bad to worse. And you just felt it. It was a train wreck. You just felt it coming because they could not capitalize. They score one in the first. They give up two. Luis Gil, is that your game two starter? Like, what are we talking about, bro? Like, this is a team that's supposed to just magically turn into a team that can get through October? This is a team that I'm screaming on the fan every day how important it is to capitalize against the Angels, against the Rangers, against the Blue Jays, against the worst team in baseball, because you need to start building some type of a lead. It's right there. Like Boone said, it's right in front of you, but you don't want it bad enough. So you're an unserious group. How serious can I be as a fan, right? What did I tell you guys just a couple weeks ago? Just go to the stadium, get your bobbleheads, enjoy the ballpark, enjoy your summer. This summer is burning on us, bro. It is about to be over. Start the football. And I know you Jets fans got to be sick. My friends that are Jets fans, Yankee fans, are sick. I jokingly said, I'm just going to talk about Hassan Reddick tonight. Because Hassan Reddick was the first name that I brought up when everybody wanted to talk about, where's Aaron Rodgers? Aaron Rodgers, unexcused absence. I'm like, we're focusing on the wrong guy. Aaron Rodgers has been there when he didn't have to be there from the end of last season all through the offseason. Where is Hassan Reddick? Where's Hassan Reddick? The Eagles, they be finessing. They drop a problem off. They get him up out of there. They don't got to worry about him. They pick up Bryce Huff. And now, you know, I don't want to say it's the same old Jets, but this is a bad look for the Jets. And what I'll say about it, there's a bunch of reports out there about how this went south. There's a bunch of reports about his contract and the money that he wants and looking at other money across the league and what this guy's getting paid and what. Like, this shouldn't be a Jets problem. And I know Douglas put out the statement. I'll read the statement later, whatnot. But I'll say this. This season, Joe Douglas, your job is on the line. Robert Saleh, your job is on the line. Aaron Rodgers said so much. And you already have to deal with Aaron Rodgers' shenanigans. You already have to deal with his ego. You can't let Hassan Reddick's ego walk into that building. Rob Saleh has a hard enough time with that locker room as is. Like, you can't add another problem to that. He hasn't been there. He hasn't practiced. If you can get anything for him, I don't care what it is. If it's a sixth, seventh round, whatever. It didn't work. It didn't work. Don't drag this out. Don't make this a distraction for this team. Let your young guys you drafted get the opportunity to play. You can't pay this guy anyway. Don't you plan on paying your offensive and defensive rookie of the year soon? Your runner-up for offensive rookie of the year soon? Yeah, I'm talking about Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, Sauce Gardner. Those guys need money. Those guys got to get paid. Hassan Reddick's not a part of the team. He's a headache already. I just think that they gotta look around the league. We're in training camp right now. There's some team around the league that needs a dominant edge rusher. There's some team around the league that might give up more than a fifth, sixth, seventh round pick. Maybe you can get a fourth, whatever. I just think that this is something that never got started for the Jets. So don't let it start now. It got to this point. Just don't let it, you know. I'm watching the game tonight, and I'm like, start the football. And I start thinking about some of my homies that are Yankees fans going into a Jets season. You got to be sick. And watching the Yankees play tonight, I was nauseous. Sick. Needed a bag. Wanted to puke. But, yeah, congrats to Grady Sizemore and the White Sox. That's their best game of the year. That's the most runs they've scored all year. That is their literal World Series. And I'm not surprised that the Yankees forget. Like, you're going to step in the ring, and you're going to get everybody's best shot. You're the fake tough bully that walks up to the little guy, slips and falls. Now that little guy's getting the best of you, wearing you out. And you're just laying on the ground, getting whooped on. Embarrassing. 888-808-1019. I don't even know what to say. Like, Watching that game tonight, it did not have to be this way. Verdugo, I don't know what the hell Verdugo is on. Just when you think Verdugo is Verdugo good, nope, back to Verdugo no good. Bro, what the hell? Like, trying to dive and make those plays, I think he did it twice. Just stay up, get the ball, and throw it in. And then that pop-up bunt, that's your decision, obviously. If you're going to do that, get the bunt down. Like, this guy's confidence got to be shot. What happened to the, where my dog's at? Like, I can't, bro. I cannot, bro. This team gives me agita. This team is just like, I can't enjoy watching the game. I'm supposed to sit down and watch a laugher against the worst team in baseball. They're supposed to go in and rock that team. This guy is walking everybody. They could walk a mile on Kai Bush and can't get it done. Can't get it done. So I'll hear from you. 888-808-1019. I'll take your calls. You can vent. You can express whatever you want. And hey, whatever. I apologize if I say some stuff that I don't mean about the New York Yankees now, but I probably do mean it because I want to win the World Series, and that's still very much on the table. But man, like when they show you that tonight, what do you have faith in? Luis Hill's going to just be a dominant pitcher the rest of the year and take the ball after Gerrit Cole? I don't know how much faith you have in Gerrit Cole. I don't know how much faith you have in Nestor Cortez pitching tomorrow. Yeah, the bullpen's taxed. Oh, they're going to throw a bullpen game Wednesday. And oh, Jazz Chisholm's hurt now. Well, you know, the hits keep coming and nobody's coming to save this team. And it's remarkable that you have two MVP candidates on this team and you didn't do enough to stack the deck around them in a year where we're looking at the Cleveland Guardians, the Seattle Mariners, and the Baltimore Orioles as the teams in the American League that could be standing in the way. this is real life. This is real life for the modern day Yankee fan, and it's not good enough. So call me up with your thoughts, your opinions, get it off your chest, and then we'll go to sleep, wake up, and hopefully they get their act together. Hopefully they figure it out and flip the score and beat them 12-2, which they easily could do when you look at some of the games the White Sox have played, throwing the ball around the diamond, just being trash. Like, you can't lose like that. You can't get embarrassed like that. You can't get whooped like that by a historically bad team. But of course you can. You're the New York Yankees. This is what you do now. Not the Yankees I grew up with. These Yankees, yeah. These Yankees will go get rolled like that, and there's a mentality that exists that it's just baseball. That's not baseball, Susan. That's not Susan's brand of baseball. I feel bad. Susan's got to sit there in Chicago through this. Why do you think John Sterling tapped out?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Start some trouble and call the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Boo! All right, let's get to it, man. One of those nights, like, I think I said online, I'm like, I don't need internet access. I don't need notes for this. This is a quick show. After a game like that, you just vent, get your frustrations out. There's no fix for this stuff. It just is what it is. And I know so many people want to just say, oh, that's baseball. No, that's not just baseball. That's a team that underestimated their opponent. That's a team that sleptwalk into a ballpark where there's a team with a new manager that probably gave them some type of rah-rah speech about this is our season the rest of the way. We have nothing to lose and blah, blah, blah. And the Yankees, who have everything to lose, walked right into the trap. Walked right into it. And let's hear what you got to say now at 888-808-1019. Jeff, down in South Florida, you're on The Fan in New York.
How you doing?
I'm all right. How are you?
I'm okay. Obviously, the Mets had a similarly embarrassing game. Obviously, Seattle's not the White Sox.
No, not even close.
No, no. But the point is, it's, you know, like I said, I'm no fan of the Yankees, but you can't go crazy over what, you know, these things are going to happen. Honestly, in many cases, it's better to have a game like this than
it's
a nail biter.
It's
where you
one
blow
game, you but it's there have been so many of these worst loss of the season. There have been so many of these embarrassing moments, not just for this team, for this group of Yankees over the years. I've seen this episode before. Like I could probably go back and pinpoint. I think I gave examples of losing to Oakland, losing to Pittsburgh. I think they got smacked by the Twins, and like the Twins for the first time in X amount of years beat them. And like all of these teams now are starting to get with the Yankees over the years. It's just a reality check. Like, yo, they are not what we think they are.
Right. No, that's true. The thing is, like you said, they're still going to have it all in front of them. The top of the league, in both leagues, there have been so mediocre. I mean, the Phillies have the worst record in the majors since July 1st other than the White Sox. And the Orioles have been struggling. You know, it's crazy that they're still in the position they are based on how mediocre they've been for a long period of the season. But that's, you know, and as far as the Mets go, they're only one game back of the wild card. They're playing Oakland. It's actually this week. Oakland's been the best team in the American League since July 1st.
Don't sleep on Oakland. I mean,
not at all.
It's good to have an off day.
Yep. They definitely needed that. They got Blackburn going. I guess that was today against his former team. Hopefully, he'll be motivated and he'll make sure that they don't take him lightly. And then they got Miami on the weekend. Miami's a team that, not to take lightly, but at the same time, they're pretty terrible. They can't score much. When they do, they blow games late. So if they could, you know, handle their business, win five out of six, and then they got to just deal with San Diego and Arizona and not get buried there, and they'll be all right. And as far as the Yankees go, it's like I said, if they win the next two games, doesn't matter. You know,
it'll matter. Thanks for the call, Jeff. We'll remember this one. Everybody will laugh at this one. Everyone across baseball right now is making their memes and their jokes. And this one is going to live for 24 hours. And hopefully Jazz is okay. Hopefully Nestor's ready to pitch. And like Nestor's the one who came out there with the tweet about, oh, everybody makes fun of the Yankees, but everybody wants to be us type tweet. Like, I don't even remember the tweet. But basically he was saying, oh, we're in it every year. We're in contention every year. What does that mean? You're the New York Yankees. You have the highest payroll. You have two generational Hall of Fame players batting second and third in your lineup. And they can't save you on a night like tonight. Like, what I'll say is, for the Mets and the Yankees, we compare them so much. Like, I saw Tommy come out and say something like, right after the game, shout out to Loogie. You know, I know he's going through it with his takes and trying to, you know, stay with positive Tommy and the things that he's already put out there. It's going to be rough if the team doesn't come through and do for you what you want them to do. That's why I haven't really made any proclamations about this Yankee team. All I've been telling you guys to do is chill out. But Tommy said, dear no fun police, I heard from many of you over the weekend, especially last night when the Mets lost 12-1. Yanks just got embarrassed 12-2 to a team that had 28 wins coming in. Care to comment? Don't worry, I'll wait. What I'll say, Tommy, and I'm only using this to say this, those two things aren't correlated. And what the Mets were attempting to do, what the expectations of the Mets were this year, is nowhere near what the Yankees were expected to do. The Mets, hopefully, maybe, if make the postseason, like, if they make the postseason, great. If they don't, whatever. This is supposed to be a rebuild evaluation year after what last year was and the trade deadline and David Stearns coming in. After what last year was for the Yankees, 82-80. Going out to get Juan Soto, saying that you're hell-bent on being a champion, talking about a 15-year drought, talking about, oh, Garrett Cole's not getting any younger, John Carlos Stanton's not getting any younger, Aaron Judge is having another MVP season, don't waste another year of his prime. You're supposed to be a World Series caliber team. And the only thing that we can really hang our hat on to say that you are is that you started off so hot, and you still have one of the best records in baseball. But it seems like every time you have an opportunity to take a lead, every time you have a chance to show us that you're like that, you remind us that you're not really like that. 888-808-1019. So how am I supposed to take that information with me going into October and not think that this team is going to lose before they get to the ALCS, the World Series? I don't know. Avery in Manhattan, talk to me. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. First of all, I just wanted to say I'm so excited for the Fanatics Fest this weekend. I'm going to be there Friday and Sunday.
Me too.
I'll see you.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. Honestly, I saw a stupid tweet. I'll bring the tweet up. Someone was talking about the prices. I understand people don't go to these like conventions.
I'm not paying for any of that. I'm not paying
You're just
for any
paying
of those
to get in the building, right?
I'm there to get exactly.
That's fine, but I saw somebody commenting on like, "Oh, it's $200 to get a picture with this guy." That's what like I've done a lot of these different like we do the Yankee Fan Fest, Pinstripe Pride event at the American Dream. I've gone to a lot of these collectors and in these conventions. It costs money. That's the whole thing. So right. I'm excited for it. I'll see you there. I'm hosting the show 12 to 3 on Sunday.
Yeah, everybody I saw that. Yeah, I'll be there. Also, next, I wanted to change the subject on this for a moment, but of course we're going back to the Yankees. You know, so much of it, I never really try to complain too much about Aaron Boone, even though I am always thinking it. It's not really at the forefront of what I think is important to discuss because, you know, we're kind of stuck with him and it's kind of inevitable that he's going to be there. But right now, I'm mad at him. He's the one I'm mad at the most of anybody on this team with what's going on right now. Because every single time they go to play a bad team, they underestimate the opponent every single time. And of course, every bad team is going to come out and say, hey, the Yankees are coming. Oh, we better not get embarrassed by the Yankees. We're going to show them that we're not actually as bad as our record says we are. But then it's like there's almost this mentality in the team. They say they're always trying to win. They want to win, but they don't. It's exactly what you're saying, Keith. They don't show that they want to win. And so much of that is dictated by the attitude of the manager. And if Cool Dad Boone is letting the players get away with whatever they want to, then of course they're going to have no urgency. Mm-hmm. And of course they're not going to try to win when they go. No matter, and the worse the opponent is on paper, because they're all big league hitters, the less motivated they are to try to win. So they're going to say, oh, okay, well, Boone doesn't care. Hal certainly doesn't care. Cashman doesn't care. Who cares? We're getting paid. Let's go out and just do whatever and see what happens.
Yeah, pop the ball up and just, I don't know, man. I'm with you on it. I can't defend Boone because I always say this. You know, teams mimic their manager. Teams mimic the attitude of their manager. I think the White Sox figured it out after being swept by the Cubs in the crosstown rivalry. They have fans jumping on the field, breaking legs, and getting carted off. They have people fighting on their back concourse, Mortal Kombat style. Grady Sizemore has these guys tonight ready to rock. They have these guys tonight ready to take on the New York Yankees because they're playing for nothing, but they're playing for something. They were ready. Those guys were ready.
Well,
those guys came out swinging.
They get to have pride and they get to have integrity because they showed that they could try and the Yankees didn't. That's the integrity.
The quote from Grady Sizemore, I'm going to manage it like it's the World Series. Of course.
Of course.
It is your World Series.
That's his only time to prove that he can even be the permanent manager of this team. So, of course, he's going to go and do that, you know? Because the Yankees give them an opportunity.
So if we know that and they know that, like how come the Yankees don't step into the ring like, yo, this team is going to come out swinging at me. I'm going to get their best shot. I got to be ready to go. We got to capitalize. First inning, second inning. Yeah. They're walking the ballpark. They're giving you the game. And you're having terrible at-bats, terrible swings. It's like everybody's trying to hit the ball out of the ballpark for what? That's a tough yard to get out of. Aaron Judge's pop-up to the warning track would have been a grand slam in Yankee Stadium.
Only in Yankee Stadium, of course. and also, one little thing, the stupidest thing about it, well, not the stupidest thing about it, but it really puts it in perspective how stupid this whole thing is that it's the White Sox's first win on a Monday this season. And also, why can't the Yankees win games against left-handed pitching? Sure, the pitch is coming from the guy's other arm. A pitch is a pitch. It's all going in the zone. How can you be a big league hitter and not be able to pitch?
Everybody's been saying that all year. Everybody's been saying, just throw lefties at him. Just throw lefties at him. The lineup won't get it done.
But we've got one lefty in the bullpen. All right. Thanks for taking my call, Keith.
Thanks for the call, Avery. Yeah, it is what it is, man. this is supposed to be the last year for Aaron Boone, right? I know early in the season I said, hey, they're letting Booney manage. Boone's managing for his job. He's managing for his Yankee manager title. Like, if these guys fail, they're not bringing him back. Well, they failed a bunch already. And I know they hold the pen, but, man, there is something to be said about a team just taking a game lightly like this, a team just not being locked in and focused on the road. Like, there was a quote from Boone. There was an article. I think I tried to read it, but I couldn't. I don't even know where it is now. But it was basically saying Yankees manager Aaron Boone not taking the lowly White Sox for granted. And the quote from Boone was, you can get caught up in the opposition's record, but it's the start of an important series as we're in the middle of August. It didn't look like it was that important to you. Robert's in Spring Lake, New Jersey on the Fan. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Keith. Great monologue. I want to thank you. You made me laugh after having
you gotta
to
laugh.
Watch
it, it's so pitiful that, like, you just got to laugh. Like, these guys actually went out there and lost a 12-2 game one of the series to a team that is fighting to not be the worst team in history.
If you don't laugh, you're going to cry.
I can't.
Because it's so sad that, like you said, that this has become the rule, not the exception. This mediocrity that we've lived through with this team for the last 6 or 7 years.
It's okay. And nobody's getting DFA'd. Nobody's getting fired tonight. Nobody's getting benched for this. It's okay. It's been accepted. They've been coddled. They've been literally told game after game, it's all right, get them next time.
No, and I agree with the last caller. I think the team takes on the attitude of the manager. And the thing that this team is missing is an owner that hates to lose, which is what George Steinbrenner was. And when he saw games like this, he'd come and make a visit to the locker room. And that's why this didn't happen that often, because when he made a visit to the locker room, those players knew what was going on.
Yeah, there's no fear. There's no fear of getting cut. Yep. There's no fear of being benched. Because if you get benched, you get benched tonight, you'll be back in the lineup tomorrow. There's no fear of repercussion. There's no fear of, like, hey, you're literally embarrassing all of us. It's just they're going through the motions, man. It'll be all right. We still got the second best record.
The only saving grace is, and it's sad to have to say this, the only saving grace is this year the entire league is mediocre. And that's the only thing you can say. And if the Yankees can somehow get hot and stay hot through the playoffs, maybe they have a chance to win.
If.
But
I
know it's a big if.
It's
and this bullpen, I don't see how in any season a bullpen like this the Yankees could ever win a World Series.
No, I don't see it either. Thanks for the call, Robert. I want to win the World Series as much as anybody listening to this radio right now. I've worked my entire life to get to this point, to get this close to the Yankees, to know this much about Yankee Stadium and the inner workings of the team and no players on the team and no people in the Yankees front offices and people in ticket sales and know all of these fans and be a host on the Fan. The Yankees winning the World Series now would be the closest I've ever been to it. But if I'm going to keep it funky with you, if I'm going to keep it 100 with you, if I'm going to keep it a stack, keep it a bean, they're not. They're just not. Where do you see it? We're running out of time. It is August 13th. Judge and Soto are just going to mash us all the way through to Fall Classic. If you watch baseball, you know it doesn't go like that, right? Oh, the Phillies last year. I remember being on air. Yankee fans could not stop talking about how we should have had Kyle Schwarber. Oh, we could have had Nick Castellanos. We could have had JT Realmuto. Bryce Harper should have been a Yankee. The Phillies are going back to... No, they're not. No, they're not. Here come the Arizona Diamondbacks. They have enough pitching and enough timely hitting, and they take every strike, every ball, every out dead ass serious. And this team is supposed to just turn into that in October. This team's just magically going to pitch better, hit better, drive runners in. They have too many holes. They have too many issues. And they literally decided at the trade deadline, the future, prospect hugging, not that important. Maybe Soto walks. Maybe Judge doesn't have this MVP-type year again. Maybe Cole doesn't find it. Whatever. nah, we're not going to give up what it takes to go get a Tanner Scott. We're not going to give up what it takes to go get a frontline starter. We're not going to give up what it takes to go get another bat. Jazz Chisholm is hurt now, and I'm telling you, like, I don't know. I don't want to actually say it because he might force his way, and they might understand, like, he ices up, his elbow's fine, but it's his throwing arm. Like, I don't know. I don't know, yo. I don't know. If he's out of the lineup tomorrow, you're right back to where you were. Oh, Stanton is back. Stanton tonight, I'm like, oh. Yo, let's go to Jason and Edison on the Fan. What's up?
Man, what's up?
All I gotta say is that this is, like, horrible. An object with holes water seeps through, and with a team that doesn't get the job done, that doesn't have the work ethic, that doesn't have what it takes to be a good team. World Series don't come naturally. You have to. This team right now needs to work way harder than it actually is. And there's nothing really on this team. Like you said, there's nothing really on this team.
But Jason, like, the irony is there are two Hall of Famers on this team. Three, four, maybe five. The irony is they have some really good young players. They have some really talented guys. I mean, they do have the players.
Yeah.
But they've created so many bad habits. And you are what you continuously do. And when someone shows you who they are, you got to believe them. And this team has shown us time and time again that they can go out and lay an egg like that. This manager has shown us time and time again that he doesn't have his group ready. That they're walking in and getting jumped by the moment. The moment is too big for them. Like, even decisions out of the bullpen. Even the fact that the guy tonight that gave up seven runs out of the bullpen is on the team. You know, I go back to the deadline and I joke that I'm like, oh, this must have been an AJ Preller. Like, hey, we got Tanner Scott, Cash. Can you get this guy off the team? You want Eniel De Los Santos? Cash, like, yeah, actually, we got to add another bullpen arm. DFA him.
Yeah. Yeah. And, like, there are nine spots on the lineup on every single team that start every single game. Two people on the lineup, like we've been saying for the past month. Or more than that, really. Two people on a team cannot carry it into the World Series.
Oh, no.
It just doesn't happen.
Not in baseball. Maybe in basketball. Maybe if you got two guys in basketball. You got LeBron and Kyrie. You might be able to figure that out. But not in baseball because they can intentionally walk guys. And, you know, you guys can press and struggle and swing for the fences and swing through and just, you know, a walk. People love to tell you a walk is as good as a hit. Not necessarily when you walk and get on base and you strand runners. They left 16 runners on. This guy was giving them the game early in the game. 2-for-18 with runners in scoring position. This is supposed to be the team coming out of the American League this year?
Yeah. I also look at Juan Soto. His swings today were extremely uneducated. Like, Juan Soto is a person who sees the ball. He doesn't swing at balls.
Yeah.
He's very educated.
His plate discipline? Of course. It's ridiculous. Like, what this guy can literally spit on, and then when he sees his pitch, where he can park that pitch, where the fans are sitting. But, I jokingly said this yesterday. I'm like, he hasn't homered in this ballpark, and he's been very vocal about wanting to homer in every ballpark. The guy's trying to hit a home run. But you know what?
I remember.
You got to, like you're saying, you got to be educated. You got to be smarter. What do we need right now in the moment? Now, granted, I'm not mad at Soto because he worked three walks and he's a walk machine. That's what he does. But there are other guys in this lineup that it's like, yeah, bro, like the Verdugo pop up bunt. And then once Jazz got hurt and Ben Rice has to come in the game, we need better. We need better all around. We need better all around.
Like this reminds me of like Little League stuff. Like once a player strikes out or something, like the entire dynamic of the entire team just like falls to the ground and everything just explodes.
That's what I mean about the vibes. The vibes were off because they were wasting opportunities early, and then the vibes just progressively got worse and worse. And then a lot of fault has to go on Luis Gil. Luis Gil's wasting a lot of bullets for a guy that we were talking about is on a pitch count. Luis Gil's wasting a lot of bullets for a guy that we're like, hey, at some point,
It's not going to, you know, he's going to need to, you know, people are still talking about putting him in the closer spot, putting him in the bullpen, you know.
Yeah.
He's got to have a better start, especially when you know that the bullpen was taxed from the doubleheader, the bullpen was taxed from the weekend that was. You need length out of him. And this is a guy that people were saying was going to be the starter in the American League for the All-Star game. I know he's a rookie, but there's no time for that. He's not a rookie anymore. He did not have a good showing tonight. He was frustrated right away, going in the dugout, throwing his hat. So, like, that's infectious. When guys are frustrated like that and nobody's figuring it out, and it just breeds more nonsense where the world is like, collapsing on them. They're feeling it. They're like, wow, we're actually about to lose to the worst team in baseball right now.
And I'll say one more thing. Even after that start, I still think Luis Teal would be a better closer than Clay Holmes. Just saying. I know he got into the All-Star game, but this sucks right now.
Great call, Jason. And I don't disagree with you. I mean, I disagree with folks trying to put Luis Teal in the bullpen and name him the closer right now, because when have you seen him do that? We need him to pitch game two in the postseason. Who is your game two starter? Do not call me and tell me Carlos Rodon. Because if that's the case, I don't even want to watch, bro. Like, I'm like, October, the anxiety I have over this October, I love October baseball. I love that we have guys like Judge and Soto and the thought of what they could potentially do in the postseason. But then the negative on this team, the holes on this team, the things that I've seen from this team, the paranoia I have right now of how sick I'm going to be, how disappointed I'm going to be, how depressed I'm going to be when like those issues rear their ugly head in the biggest moments. And then I got to come here and talk to you guys and be like, yo, we saw this. We saw this in June. We saw this in July. Why are you surprised? 888-808-1019. We can fool ourselves. We can lie to ourselves all we want. But the reality is, as great as some of the players are individually on this team hasn't been constructed correctly. They had an opportunity at the deadline to try to fill some of those holes. And again, they showed you, we're not going to do all that. We're going to do a little bit, but we're not going to do all that. And I can't help but to remind you that after they went 82-80, they talked about having a third party come in and audit them and look at how they do things, and they opted out of that. So what does that tell you? That they're not really actually trying to change. That they weren't actually really trying to figure out what the problem was. Instead, they got into a room and supposedly checked their egos and said, you know what? We're pretty effing good at this. Let's continue doing the same things that we've been doing, expecting different results. And Yankee fans, watch this team season after season after season have all of these high expectations and then do things like you saw in the South Side of Chicago tonight. It's not acceptable. 888-808-1019. I don't know if it'll ever change, because for it to change, heads have to roll. For it to change, different people have to be in charge, and they're not doing that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.